Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kinim Perek Gimel. Again, each one of these podcasts is one of the three parkim of Kinim, and with this we'll complete the Masechet. The Mishnah starts with, the Perek starts off with a kind of odd beginning, B'medvar Memurim, and especially odd because it's really linking back, leapfrogging over Perek Bet to Perek Aleph, Mishnah Bet and Gimel, that gave us the rule that if a bird, a chatat, gets mixed in with olot, they all have to die. And then we said that that's when it's chovav and davah, etc. So now, in our Mishnah, we said, when is that the case? B'kohen nimlach. That's if the kohen asks us, what should I do? We tell him, he can't use any of them. But b'kohen shei no nimlach, he doesn't ask us, and he goes in and performs them. So, let's say two women come, and each has one cane, or two kinim, or three kinim, and they all get mixed up together. If he did all the birds up, half of them are okay, as olot. And now she, all these women have to bring chataot per that number. Same thing below, and then they have to bring olot. Let's say that he had a total of 20 birds. 10 kinim. So he did, let's say, 10 above and 10 below. Then what you have is, so 5 of the belows are okay. Five of the bells are okay, five of the belows are okay, and then they have to pool together however many women there are and get another 5 olot and 5 chataot. Now, here's where it gets a little more interesting. You have a bunch of different numbers there. Asakulan the mala, so if the coin did all of them above, Matsakosha Matsapostle, half and half. Kulan the mata, again, Matsakosha Matsapostle, same thing. Chetzin the mala and Chetzin the mata. Let's say he took half of them and went up, half of them went down. Hamrubek Hasher. Then the amount which is the highest number in the group, that's the amount that's Kasher. Zaklal, here's the rule. Any time that you could potentially divide them, and they wouldn't all be one woman's, then half is kosher, half is possible. But here, if you have one that's one, and one that's two, one that's three, and one that's 100, there's no way you could divide these kinim in half, and have them, have either half not be potentially all from one woman. Then Hamrubek Kasher. Then you just simply take the larger group and say that's Kasher. Okay, now Chatat Lazu Vola Lazu. So let's say one woman has a Chatat, one woman has an Ola. Asakulan the Mala, Machza Kasher, Machza Pasul. Of course, half for Kasher, half for Pasul. Kulan the Mata, Machza Kasher, Machza Pasul. So if you have a bunch of Olot and a bunch of Chatot, you do them all up, then half for okay, all down, half for okay. Chatzal the Mala, Chatzal the Mata, if you half and half, Shtehen Pasul. Now, the difference here is that this is a kain mefureshet. You've already got the birds identified. So if you had a bunch of chataot and did them all, and you did chatat and olot mixed together, and did them up, then all the olot are kosher. You don't know which they are, but you have to bring that amount of chataot, and vice versa. But if you did the half up and half down, they're all pasul, because it could be that all the olot went below, and all the chataot went above, and nothing is kosher. Okay, chatat ve'ola ustuma umefureshet. Now here, we're going to follow Rashi's girsa, that you have six birds, a single chatat, a single ola, a kain stuma that's not designated, and a kain mefureshet. Alright, so now, asakulan the malan, if you did them all above, mechza kosher, mechza pasul, because the ola is kosher, the ola of the mefureshet is kosher, the one of the stuma that's going to become the ola is kosher, all the rest are pasul. Kulan the mata, same thing. What's a kosher mechza pasul? But chetzal the mala, chetzal the mata. If you did half and half, you got the following problem: you've got a shur chatat in here, and you've got another shur chatat in here. So therefore, ein kasher ela stuma. The only one that's kasher is the stuma. Mitchalek benam, and then they sort of divide how that works out. So in other words, if you did half above and half below, the only one that could be possibly good is the stuma. Because it was done, it was perhaps done above and below, so at least one of them is kasher. But the chatat may have been done below, and the mefureshet may have been done backwards also. Now, chatat shedavar b'chova. So now you have a chatat getting mixed into a ken chova, en kasher el minyan chataot shebechova, that we already had earlier. Chova shnayim bechatat. But let's say you have twice as many chovot as chatat. So one chatat flies into four birds. Mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Half for good. Chatat shnayim b'chovah. Let's say the opposite. Five, six chataot flew into three kinim. Then b'minyan shechovah kasher. Then the amount that's in the chovah is kasher. V'chein olah shnevah b'chovah in kasher b'minyan olot shechovah. Chovah shnayim olah. Mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Olah shnayim b'chovah. Minyan shebetochach kasher. Shechovah kasher. Same thing with the olah. Okay, last mishnah. Haisha shamra re'alei kain k'she'elei zachar. Woman took a neder and says, if I have a boy, I'm accepting the responsibility of a kain. That's a new kain, which is a neder, and they're both olot. Yalda zachar, so if she has a boy, mevi'a shtei kinim, she has to bring two. Achat l'nidra, achat l'chobata. Now, that means that three of them will go up and one will go down. Now, netanatam l'kohen. V'akohen tzach lasot shalosh predim l'mal, v'achat l'matam. The kohen is supposed to do three up, one down, because the neder is both up. Lo asakin alasam achayim lamalush talamata. He goofed up and he went two up and two down. V'lonim lach. He didn't ask at all. Tzvicha lavi od prida achat. She has to bring one more for up. V'akuvena lamala. Now that's all if it's mimin achad. We're going to see this expand. That's all if she brought both kinim were torim or both of them were bnei ona. Mishnei minim. But let's say she brought one kain was torim and the other was bnei ona. So then, tavish taim. In other words, and this is a case where she doesn't know which one is the net or which was the chovah. Then she has to bring two to put above, one tor and one ben yonah, because we're not sure which one was the net or, and therefore which is the missing olah. Now, pershan nidra. If she explicated and said what her net is going to be, meaning torim or ben yonah, and she doesn't remember, tzricha lavi od shalosh predim, she has to bring three. Because, and that's minachad. That's if what she brought, all of them originally were from the same mean, that she has to bring one more from that mean to put above and two more from the other mean to put above. Now, mishnei minim, if she, on the other hand, really brought torim for a chovah, let's say, and bnei onah for a neder, but she had said what her neder was and she forgot what she said, then tzuchal aviyon arba'a predim. Because, let's say that, she was supposed to bring, a bnei onah. So therefore, there's two bnei onah that have to go up. Let's say she brought torim for her neder. Let's say she really brought, said she was going to bring bnei onah. She'll bring two more bnei onah that go up. In the meantime, if she had said torim, then she has to bring another two torim that go up. Okay. Now, oraba predim l'nidra, ushtaim l'chobata. V'chatat achat. Right, so then she has to bring a chatat. Ben Azir Mer Shtei Chatot. He's bringing two chatot, one Tor, one Ben Yonah. I'm not sure. Zel Shamru, Kshu Chai Kolo Achad, Kshu Meit Kolo Shiva. There's some epigram where people used to say, when an animal's alive, it makes one sound, whatever bleats or everything. When it's dead, it makes seven sounds. And the idea is, theoretically, you could end up bringing seven different birds. Now, what does that originally mean? Ketzad Kolo Shiva, what does that mean? Shtei kronav, shtei chatzotzot. It's two horns could be used as trumpets. Shtei shokav, shtei chalilim. It's two legs could be used as chalilim. Oro, it's skin. Latof is used for a drum. Me'av l'nevalim. Its innards are used for strings for a lyre. B'nei me'av l'kinorot, for another stringed instrument. V'yesh omrim av tzimor l'tchelet. Some people even point out that the wool could be used for tchelet, which the levim wear when they make this sounds. Okay, and this end of Masechet Kinim indicates that Kinim really is the end of Seder Kodashim because of its homiletic ending. But in the Gemara, they put it where they put it, and that's why we are where we are. It's very appropriate for Kinim, which really is a mathematically taxing Masechet. Small though it is, it's very challenging, especially in the second parak with all the different probability issues, which is why dear friend of ours, Professor Moshe Kapel, wrote a very short but very powerful commentary on Masechet Kinim using all of the mathematical formulas of probability to explain the position of the Mishnah. So the older they get, the more they get silly or foolish. People are studying Torah and they become old in their Torah. And they get wiser and they get more accomplished in their knowledge. We've completed the study of Masechet Kinim, and we will continue with Masechet Tamid in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful, wonderful day. Hadran Alach, Masachet Kinim.